In the American Army, gone are the days when boot camp meant screaming drill sergeants who struck fear into the hearts of recruits. They're more like coaches or mentors now. But as NPR's Tom Bowman reports, some drill sergeants say they feel more like babysitters. And they wonder whether they're really preparing young soldiers for the stress of war.
The thundering drill sergeant is a khaki piece of Americana. He's been a rite of youthful passage for generations and the stuff of Hollywood movies, like Forrest Gump.
God, what's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, drill sergeant.
God, Gump.
Now, this is the type of drill sergeant a recruit runs into at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. More low-key and understanding.
Really? So what are you going to do when it's 140 degrees in downtown Baghdad and you do have a loaded weapon with rounds in the chamber? You going to point it at your toe or at your buddy or something like that?
No, drill sergeant.
Really?
Why the change? The Army found it was losing too many recruits, about 10% on average 5 years ago. Now, partly because of a kinder, gentler drill sergeant, that loss rate has been reduced by more than half. Keeping more recruits in training is even more important now. The Army failed to meet its recruiting goals for the past 2 months. Top Army leaders pushed for the training changes after complaints from recruits of verbal abuse, a lack of respect, as recruits were walking out the door. The Army found it was catering to a new type of recruit, one who was technologically savvy, more of an individual, and less physically fit.
Ortega, just keep running. Just keep running. Don't slow down.
During their 9 weeks of basic training, recruits also get more time ramping up to the physical challenges, like running 2 miles.
Get that stride out. You've got to extend your stride.
Brigadier General James Schwitters is the commander of Fort Jackson. 3 decades ago, he scurried off the basic training bus to screams of maggot, worm, meathead, and much worse. He says the drill sergeants made sport of scuffing up the recruits.
We're trying to replace that with non-commissioned officers establishing a calm authority, complete control in the right sense of the word, and respect based on competence, not on an act that we put on.
As the training progresses, Schwitter says recruits are better able to handle an increased amount of stress,
which may not serve us well in the very, very beginning.
One. Niner.
The more mellow drill sergeant comes at a time when the training itself is changing, more keyed to wartime.
We're going to move out to that location, but before we move out, you're going to plot it. But this is our general location.
Recruits fire their weapons more, ride in convoys that come under simulated attack, patrol through Fort Jackson's endless pine forests. Where Sergeant First Class Joe Madison leads Charlie Company to beat back a mock enemy assault.
Enemy 12 o'clock, unknown distance, approximately 50 meters. Fire, fire, fire.
And quietly coaches them on their mistakes as they gather around him at their makeshift camp.
Once they start moving, we're going to flank them. That's the whole reason why we do the flank. Tell her right.
Charlie Rogers, Sergeant.
But y'all did everything else was pretty good. Tell her right.
Charlie Rogers, Sergeant.
So go on back over to the staging area and drink water.
Charlie Rogers, Sergeant.
Madison says this approach makes more sense.
No one's going to listen to someone who barks all the time. You got to be able to teach. You got to be able to coach them.
But some of Madison's recruits, like 22-year-old Derek Scheidemantel of St. Louis, longed for a more aggressive drill sergeant.
If I would have had someone in my face constantly pushing me, I think I could have, you know, gone even farther with it.
And some drill sergeants at Fort Jackson agree. They say there's too much quiet coaching. Sometimes a shock is needed to mold a soldier. Stress, they say, is a part of combat.
And if you can't handle a little bit of stress here from the drill sergeant, you sure can't handle a bunch of stress from reality.
Sergeant First Class Victor Daugherty served in Iraq, like many other drill sergeants here, and he says these recruits deploying overseas will face unlimited stress.
Because I'm quite sure if you were captured by the enemy, they're not going to say, hey, would you please pick up? Somebody's going to be yelling at you.
Some drill sergeants say this easygoing atmosphere is leading to more discipline problems, backtalk, refusing orders. Some, like Patrice Coleman, an 18-year-old from Houston, are being thrown out only after several incidents.
The drill sergeant was talking to me, and I was mad. And then my company commander came, and she told me to put on my hat, and I didn't want to. And I threw it on the ground. So I got in trouble for that. And that was it.
Sergeant First Class Chuck Nye says not enough recruits like Coleman are being kicked out. He says there is pressure to keep recruits in the ranks. The Army is desperate.
There are some units where you're not going to kick anybody out. I know that for a fact.
right here on Fort Jackson. You know, or if you do, it's going to be really hard. The guys way up high, you know, they're never going to hear anybody tell them that because, you know, when you get that high, a lot of times people are going to tell you what you want to hear.
The commander here, General Schwitters, says there's no reluctance by top leaders to kick out recruits. He says Nye's comments may stem from a perception among some drill sergeants who haven't done enough to transform a recruit into a soldier. Tom Bowman, NPR News.